感谢神，我们今天在主日的清晨，我们再一次来思想神的话语。
Thank the Lord, and a Sunday morning, let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。
We stand up and let's read the Word of God.
我们大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音七章十九到二十三节。
Let's read the book of John, chapter 7, verse 19 to 23.
约翰福音七章十九节起，摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？众人回答说，你是被鬼附着了，谁想要杀你？耶稣说，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇，摩西传割礼给你们，因此你们也稀奇，乃是从祖先起的，因此你们也在安息日给人行割礼。人若在安息日受割礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人全然好了，你们就向我生气吗？好，大家请坐。好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们生命的粮食。
Your word is the bread of our life.
就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It's a lamp to my feet, a light for my path.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天还是继续来思想约翰福音的经文。
Today, let's continue to study the word of, from the book of John.
那么，在我们刚才所读的经文。我们可以看见这时候犹太人呢就定罪主耶稣在安息日给人治病。
In the scripture we have just read, we can see that the Jews condemned Jesus for being, for making, a man completely well on the Sabbath.
那么在约翰福音的上文这里记载到耶稣让一个瘫痪的人医治他，他在安息日就全然好了。
And in the previous verses, we can see that Jesus healed a bedridden man, and he was completely well on the Sabbath.
然后犹太人呢，先是定罪这个被耶稣医治的人，怎么安息日可以拿着这个，这个褥子走啊
？And at first, the Jews condemned the man who was healed, for.Taking his mat, and his bed, and walk on the Sabbath.
然后这个人就说是有人医治了我。
And the man answered that someone healed me.
然后进而犹太人就定罪，就是医治这个人的主耶稣，就是你安息日你怎么可以做工呢？就是怎么可以医病呢
？And then the Jews condemned the one who healed the bedridden man for.That because on Sabbath no one can work, and how can you heal this man?
那么我们刚才所读的经文就是主耶稣对这些犹太人的一个回应。
And the scriptures we just read is a response of Jesus to those Jews.
那么，主耶稣就列举就说，你看啊，你们遵从这个摩西传下来的律法，你们在安息日给人行割礼。
And Jesus answered them that you keep the law of Moses by giving circumcision on Sabbath.
然后耶稣说，那我现在的安息日让一个人全然好了，你们怎么就可以定我的罪呢？
And Jesus said, how can you condemn me that I make someone well on Sabbath?
然后一开始主耶稣就说，你们看上去好像是在守摩西传给你们的律法，但是你们却没有一个人真正的守律法。
At the beginning of this paragraph, Jesus said, it seems that you are all keeping the law of Moses, but actually none of you are keeping the law.
为什么你们想要杀我呢?
And why do you seek to kill me?
十诫第六诫明明写了不可杀人。
The sixth commandment of the Ten Commandments clearly said that you shall not murder.
但是在犹太人心里，他们不止一次，他们总在想要找到耶稣的一个罪状，然后就把耶稣杀死。
But those Jews have been seeking all the accusations to kill Jesus.
所以耶稣说，你看你们一直想违背十诫，你们想杀人，你们想杀我，那你们明明的违背十诫。
And Jesus said to them that you have been breaking the law, of the Ten Commandments by, committing the murder.
那耶稣就说，哦，你们看上去，你们好像是在维护律法，就是让人都要守安息日，你们看上去是这个样子，然后你们看上去好像你们自己也在守安息日。
And those Jews said, it seems that you are keeping the law by keeping the Sabbath and ask others to keep the Sabbath.
但是你们其实一直都在违背律法，因为你们一直都在想杀人，而律法说不可杀人。
But actually you have been breaking the law because the law said you shall not murder, but you have been seeking to murder.
然后这些人回答说，就是谁要想杀你啊？
But those people answered, who wants to kill you?
这又是违背律法。
So this is another breaking the law.
因为律法说不要撒谎。
Because the law said, the commandment said, you shall not make lies.
但是犹太人就在这里，就是当面撒谎。
But the Jews has it was telling the lies.
所以非常清楚的看到呢，就是这些犹太人，尤其是他们当中的这些文士和法利赛人，他们看上去好像是在遵循律法，但是耶稣却说你们一直都在违背。
So Jesus said that those Jews, especially the scribes and the Pharisees, on the outside it seems that they have been keeping the law, but actually they were breaking the law.
那么在马太福音二十三章二十三节，耶稣就是非常重的严厉的责备这些假冒伪善的人。
And Matthew chapter 23 verse 23, Jesus has harshly rebuked those scribes and Pharisees.
就是你们看上去好像遵行律法，就是把一些东西献上十分之一。
And it seems that on the outside you have been keeping the law by giving the offering of the tithe.
但是律法真正的要求一些更重要的事情，你们全部都违背，或者全部都不去做。
But the more important things about the law, you did not do any of them.
所以我们会看见这些犹太人呢，他们对律法的遵行是有选择性的。
So we can say those Jews, kept the law by choice.
也就是说，他们去选择，比如说，在奉献，他们会选择做一部分奉献的事情。
They chose to do some offerings.
但是律法另外一个方面，不要撒谎，不要杀人，他们就违背。
And while on some areas like you shall not murder, you shall not tell lies, and they broke the law.
那么呢，就是律法真正的要求，就是你要，公义、怜悯、信实这些，他们都丢在脑后。
And the most important requirements of the law, like justice and mercy and faithfulness, and they did not keep.
事实上，他们表面上的那些奉献，跟他们的内心是完全不一致的。
Actually, their offerings on the outside was not in accordance with their heart.
因为文士反正内心非常贪爱金钱的。
Because the Pharisees and the scribes in their heart, they love money.
圣经说他们贪婪金钱。
The Bible said that they love money.
然后所以说当耶稣说人不要去侍奉金钱，人只能侍奉上帝，这些文士法利赛人就嘲笑耶稣。
And when Jesus said that you shall not serve the money, but serve God only, and the scribes and the Pharisees mocked at him.
那么接下来圣经就说，因为这些人是贪财的。
And the Bible continued by saying that because those people love money.
所以这些人在 外表上，哎呀，他好像有一些奉献，哎，但是他内心其实是很不想奉献，内心是很贪财的人。
So from the outside, it seems that they have done did some offerings, but in their heart, they actually do not want to offer.
他外表上让别人啊，你们都去遵循上帝的律法，遵循上帝的律法，但是他们心里呢，他们真正爱的是钱。
On the outside, they ask other people to keep the law, but in their heart, they only love money.
因为他们甚至教导人，就是这个圣殿里的金子啊，是最最重要的。
And they even taught people that the gold in the temple is the most important.
所以我们自然就会有一个问题，就是为什么这些人他们遵循律法是选择性的，就是做一些他们愿意做，或者有一些东西他们不做。
And why we see that those people were keeping the law by choice, and they did something they were willing to do and ignore some other things.
或者说他们只是在表面上做一些事情，但是内心其实一直是在反对违背律法。
Or we can see they did something seems to be keeping the law, but actually in their heart they were against the law.
做这些到底有什么意义呢？因为上帝都看到啊，上帝可以看到人的内心，那你还这样有什么意义呢？
And so what's the meaning of they doing those things? Because God can see everything. God can see their heart.
所以原来他们根本不在乎上帝有没有看到。
So actually they did not even care about whether God sees them.
他们在乎人有没有看到。
They care if men see what they did.
所以耶稣就指出，就这些人在表面上遵循律法，他们内心的动机。
So Jesus pointed out their motives of doing those things on the outside.
在马太福音六章，耶稣说他们是希望得人的荣耀。
And in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said they want to gain the glory from man.
也就是说，他们去做一些这个外面的一些行为啊，他们。不在乎上帝有没有看到，他们只在乎哇，人有没有给我掌声，人有没有称赞我。
So they did some things outside. They did not care about whether God sees what they did. They just want to gain applause from people.
所以，因为出于这样的动机，那所以说外面的事情一定要做的，哎呀，让所有人都看到。
So out of this motive, they have to do those things so that everyone can see.
我看到就是这些文士和法利赛人，我就想起我很多很多年以前，我还是在公司里上班的时候。
And years ago, when I was still working in the company.
我那时候我那个公司呢，他每到这个年末的时候啊，会给员工发大礼包。
And at the end of each year, they will give the employees a large gift bag.
然后呢，把我们这些员工啊，全部叫到一个大广场上面，然后给我们发很大很大的礼包。
And they would gather us in the square and give each of us a very large gift bag.
其实这些礼包里面的东西很不值钱的。
But in those bags are filled with very cheap things.
什么就是一些什么可以膨胀很大呀。甚至一些零食啊，或者一些生活一些用品就丢在里面，其实不值什么钱。
Just some life necessities or some snacks that have big packages.
为什么要搞这么大的阵势呢？这弄这么大个包，其实给我们每个人直接打钱就好了，工资上发钱就好了。
Why did they give us such a big package of gifts instead of giving us just money?
事实上。就是这些东西，如果我们自己花钱去买，要不了几个钱。你直接把这个钱发给我们，那不是更好吗
？Actually, all those things didn't cost a lot of money, and it's better to give us just money, and we can purchase things by ourselves.
为什么我们老板喜欢干这个事情呢
？Why did that boss like to do those things?
所有人都可以看得到啊。
Because everyone can see.
哇，所有人看，哇，这个老板好啊，对员工好好啊，哎呀，是给这么大的大礼包。
See that boss is so nice to his employees, and he sends such big package of gifts to his employees.
然后到处去宣传呢、
啊。So he would just tell everyone about that.
但是如果实实际际给我们每个人工资上发钱的话，那么一点点钱，大家谁都不 care， 是不是？
But if you just put that amount of money to everyone's account, then no one cares about that little amount of money.
所以他就是想付最少最少的代价，就是要达到最大最大的效果，所有人都可以看得到。
So he just want to pay the least money to get the maximum effect, so that everyone can see what he did.
所以这就是那些文士和法利赛人他们遵行律法的一个内心的动机。
So that's the motives of the scribes and Pharisees when they keep the law.
就是他们奉献的时候，他们要吹号，让所有人都看到。
When they made the offerings, they blow the trumpet.
那耶稣说，他们是故意要得人的荣耀。
And they seek to gain the glory from men.
所以这样的一个奉献，其实在耶稣的眼中，在上帝眼中没有丝毫的意义。
And those kind of offerings was no meaning in the eyes of the Lord.
然后他们祷告的时候呢，也是要很多人都看到。
And when they pray, they also want a lot of other people to see.
啊，很多人就称赞他，你看，哇，这个人多么虔诚啊。
And a lot of people will praise him by saying that you are so godly.
那这样呢，在上帝眼中看，它没有意义。
But this has no meaning in the eyes of the Lord.
所以我们刚才说，为什么这些文士法利赛人他们看自己也是遵行律法的？比如说，你看我们守安息日啊，我们奉献呐、啊，我们做很多很多事情呐、啊，他们看自己是遵行律法的。
So when we see that those scribes and Pharisees see themselves as keeping the law because they keep the law of the Sabbath and they make offerings and they did a lot of other things.
他们就我们是。顺从神的旨意啊，我们做这些事情。
And they thought that they have kept the law, kept the will of God.
但是这所有的事情在上帝眼中看都没有价值。
But all those things they did has no value in the eyes of God.
因为他们是出于自己想要从人得荣耀的这样的一个动机。
Because they did those things out of the motive to gain glory from men.
那么接下来呢，主耶稣还说到，这些一个法利赛人，他的祷告。
And then Jesus mentioned a prayer of a Pharisee.
那么耶稣说有两个人祷告啊，一个就是，法利赛人，他认为自己是义人。
And Jesus mentioned that two men went up to pray, and one, is a Pharisee. He saw himself as a righteous man.
另一个就是税吏了，是罪人
了。The other is a tax collector, a sinner.
然后呢，这个法利赛人祷告，就说：“你看我为神，我做了很多很多事情呐、啊。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的，我都捐上十分之一，就是我遵行神的旨意，我守律法，我做很多很多。”
And the Pharisees pray that, Lord, I did a lot of things. I fasted twice, week and I give tithes of that all that I possess and I did a lot of things to keep the law.
然后这个法利赛人还说，你看这个旁边这个税吏，这个人很坏的，他勒索啊，他不义，他奸淫啊，就旁边那个税吏他很坏，他从来不遵行神的旨意。
And he also mentioned that the one beside me, the tax collector, he's a sinner. He did things unjust. He was adulterer, and he's did not keep the law.
然后接下来耶稣对这两个人的评价是什么呢？
And what about the judgment of Jesus to these two men?
然后耶稣说，就是那个税吏啊，那个忧伤痛悔的税吏更算是义人了。
And Jesus said the tax collector, who was sorrowful is more righteous, more justified than the other.
然后那个自高的那个呢，他要降卑的。
And the one who exalts himself will be humbled.
所以我们看见耶稣所说的这个故事当中，我们会看见，就是这些那些文士和法利赛人，他们去遵行神的旨意，他们去做，神要求他们做的事情，他们的动机是什么呢
？So from the story of Jesus, we can see that the motive, what's the motives of the scribes and Pharisees by keeping the law of God?
所以在这个地方，他们就不仅仅是以得到人的荣耀为满足了，他们还要踩低别人。
So here they did not, they was not only pleased by having the applaud or the glory from men, they also want to step down others, to lower others.
所以有些人他啊遵循神的荣耀，他是希望从人那里得称赞。
And some people keep the law of God in order to gain glory from men.
那么更恶劣一点就是什么？他不仅自己要从人得荣耀，他还要借此去把别人要踩低。
And even worse, not only he gained the glory from men, he want to step on others to lower others.
其实今天这样的人很多，是不是？
There are many people like this nowadays.
啊，我记得我以前就知道，有一个很有钱的人。
And I know about a rich man.
啊，然后呢，他总是跟我们讲他是多么多么的，哦，他总是跟友人讲。跟别人讲他多么多么的有爱心。
He always told someone that he is a man full of love.
然后他说，哎呀，有一次哈，有一年我一次给一个乞丐啊，给了他100块钱。
And once, I gave a beggar $100.
那是哪一年哪一年
？That's a certain year.
你看我多么有爱心。
See how I have love.
他说：“你看别人多么没有爱心哦，一点都不怜悯这些乞丐。”
So those other people, they do not love others, they do not love the beggars.
所以那区区一百块钱，不仅让他自高的不得了，他还要把别人都要踩低。
So just that $100 view, not only exalts himself, and he also step down others.
其实就是听他讲这个话的，有些基督徒的弟兄姊妹，他们一个月的奉献远远超过100块钱，他只是他们不说而已。
And those brothers and sisters who heard this man sharing about his story, actually they donated much more money than that man, but they didn't even care about saying those things.
所以说，就是说，有些人行善呢，他是。高抬自己踩低别人，那这样你这个所谓的善根本不被神纪念，甚至被神所厌恶的。
So some people did some good works in order to exalt themselves and to step down others, and this kind of good works will not be remembered by God or even hated by God.
那么耶稣还提到有些人，他们所谓来奉主的名做很多很多事情，就是说为神做很多很多事情。
Jesus also mentioned a group of people, they did things in the name of God.
或者他们也认为自己，哎，我们是顺从神的旨意啊，我们去按神的心意去做很多很多事，他们也是这样看自己。
And they also think that they were keeping the will of God and they were doing a lot of things in the will of God.
那么这些人呢是记载在马太福音7:21-23。
It was recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 to 23.
那么上帝对这些人说什么呢？说我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人远离我去吧。离开我去吧。
But God said to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以我们会看见这些人他为什么要做这些事情呢？他的动机是什么？所谓的我要奉神的名去做事，或者是我要遵行神的旨意，他们为什么去做这些事情？他的动机是什么
？So let's see, why did those people do those things in the name of God? Why did they want to do things by the name of God?
他们为了有一天可以跟上帝做交易，是不是
？And they did that so that someday they can trade with God.
他对上帝说，你看我为你做了这么多，我奉你名做了这么多，你必须把天国给我，让我进去。
And they probably will say to God that God, since I have done so much things for you and you have to let me go into heaven.
结果上帝说这些人是作恶的。
But God said that they are evildoers.
而且我们要特别看耶稣说的话哈，耶稣说唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进天国。
Let's pay attention to what Jesus said. He said, He who does the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven.
那么这些人认不认为自己在遵行天父的旨意呢？
So did those people think that they kept the will of God?
他们认为。
Yes, they did.
他说我侍奉神的名做很多事情啊，我是这样的人啊，我是遵行神的旨意啊。
They thought that they does the will of God and did a lot of things in the name of God, and they were keeping the will of God.
但是神说你们不是的，你们没有遵行神的旨意。
But God says that they were not doing the will of God.
为什么会有这么大的不同？就上帝对他们的看法以及他们自己对自己的看法这么大的不同。
Why was there such a big contrast? Why their view of themselves is so different from the God's will of them?
因为这些人做这些事情啊，他们是有一天，他们希望跟上帝做交易。
Because they did those things so that one day they can trade with God.
我们看啊，做交易的双方是不是平等的？
And the two parties who trade, are they equal?
是不是？你去商店买，你去买东西，你付出钱，别人把东西给你，地位上是不是平等的？
And if you go to shop something and you pay your price and you get what you paid, and they should be equal.
很公平，是不是？
And it's fair.
我付出了，你就必须要给我该得到的，很公平。我不欠你的，你也不亏负我的。
I pay the price and I get what I pay, and I do not own you and you do not own me.
所以所有带着我要跟上帝谈条件，我要跟上帝做交易，这些人就把自己摆在什么位置啊？
And when those people have the attitude of trading with God, and what kind of position do they put God?
平等的位置啊。
So they thought that God is equal with them.
这是非常可怕的事情。
That's a very terrible thing.
被造的人永远永远不会跟造物的主平等，永远不会，在永恒里都不会。
The created man will never be equal with their creator, even in eternity.
啊，现在有很多的异端。
There are some heresies today.
啊，到处传扬这种非常可怕的谬论。
They have been preaching this kind of false teachings.
他们说，上帝既然上帝能够到地上来做人，那么人有一天也能够成为神。
They said that since God can.Come to this world and to become a man, and a man someday can become God.
人永远不可能成为神。
Man can never become God.
人是效法耶稣。
Man just imitates God and Jesus.
我们有神儿子属灵的地位。
We have the position, spiritual position of the Son of God.
但是我们有永恒生命本质的差别。我们是人，永远是被造的人。
But we are forever just a human being. We have this different nature of man.
上帝是造物的主，上帝是永恒的。
God is the creator and he is eternal.
那么这种异端思想啊，无论东方西方都有。
And there are this kind of heresies whether in the East or in the West.
我们在这里就是稍微多说一点，人是不是有永恒的生命？
So does man have eternal life?
是的。
Yes.
要么去到永恒的天堂，要么落入永远的地狱。
They will either go to eternal heaven or eternal hell.
上帝是不是永恒的？
Is God eternal?
是的。
Yes.
上帝的永恒跟人的永恒一不一样？
Is God's eternity is the same as man's eternity?
永远不一样。
It will never be the same.
上帝是阿尔法，上帝是欧米伽，上帝是无始无终，上帝没有起点。
God is Alpha and God is Omega and God is ever present. He does not have a beginning and an end.
被造的人有 是被造的，我们有一个起点。
But man was created and he has a starting point.
但是我们有永恒的归宿，但是我们有一个起点。
Even though we have an eternal home, but we have a start.
所以我们永永远远是被造物的身份。所以圣经说我们在天堂里，在永恒里，我们是赞美我们的救主，我们永远是在上帝之下，我们赞美上帝的。
So forever we are just a creature, and in eternity we will just praise and worship the everlasting God.
人永远不会成为神。
And man will never become God.
人可以活出像神那样的生命性情，这是我们常说的成圣。
Man can live out the life of God and the holy life of God, and that's we often call sanctification.
但是成圣是成圣，不是成神。
But sanctification is just sanctification, is not becoming God.
那些说我在地上做了一些神让我做的事情，我在地上遵行神旨意了，那么我就有一天可以跟上帝做交易。这样的人是把自己摆在跟神同等的地位上，这非常可怕的。这比刚才谈到的那两种人更加的可怕。
And those people who had.Think that they have did something and they have kept the law of God so that someday they can trade with God and ask God to let them enter the kingdom of heaven, and that is they have put God in the equal position with them. That's terrible.
所以上帝对这样的人就没有多的废话了，一点废话就不说什么了，你走走走走。
So God didn't waste any word on those people, and they just said, "Go away."
啊，对于前面那种，哎呀，我遵循神的旨意，我做很多很多事情，我为了自己的荣耀，啊，我要抬高自己，踩低别人。对这些人呢，圣经还有很多的劝勉和教导，就说不要这样，不要这样，啊，至高的必降卑，啊，悔改，悔改。
For the group of people who just mentioned, those who just want to do.The things to keep the law, to exalt themselves, to step down others, and in the Bible there are still some exaltations and words to humble themselves, to give them some chance.
但对于这些靠着自己所谓的好行为要跟上帝做交易的人，神就直接说你们走走走，没有跟他们多说了。
For this group of people who diddid those things in order to trade with God, and God just said, "Go away."
So these people are 什么称义呢？称自己为义，靠自己的行为称自己为义。
So these people, they justify themselves by their good works.
这是其实是非常可怕的罪啊。
This is actually a terrible sin.
我们怎么样才能够被神看为义呢？
How can we be justified by God?
我们只能靠信耶稣，信耶稣为我们所做的，我们才能被神称为义。
Only by believing Jesus and believing what Jesus have done for us, we can be justified by God.
我们不是靠我们自己所谓我为上帝做的，被上帝称义，这是永远不可能的事情。
It will never be possible that we are justified by what we did for God.
圣经告诉我们，上帝要我们做什么呢？
The Bible said, "What did God ask us to do?"
上帝什么都不缺乏。
God was not in need of anything.
上帝没有手，没有腿吗？没有脚吗？
Does God have arms and have legs and have feet?
所以上帝让我们与神同工，这是上帝愿意让我们分享他的荣耀，不是说要让我们去给上帝争光的。
God asks us to work with Him, and that is that God wants us to share His glory with us. He is not asking us to gain glory for Him.
所以我们刚才看到哈，就是有些人呢在地上遵循神的旨意，做很多他们认为的好行为，但他因为他们的动机。不是出于爱神爱人的心，他们所做的这一切都没有价值。
So we mentioned that some people did some good works. They thought that they were keeping the law of God, but their motive is not out of loving God and loving men. So what they did has no value.
那么甚至神说这些人是作恶的，没有不是行善的，是作恶的。
And God even said that they are evildoers, not doing good works.
或者说这些人是假冒伪善的。
Or they are just hypocrites.
那么在圣经告诉我们，就是恶人的献祭为神所憎恶。
But the Bible says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord.
献祭是不是神要求人做的事情？在旧约。
And in the Old Testament, it's a sacrifice what God asked men to do.
是的，是不是
？Yes.、
Right. 所以这些人去献祭，他们说：“哎，神让我做啊，我做啊，我遵行神的旨意，我献祭啊。”
So when God asked them to make offerings and sacrifices, and they did, they offered the sacrifice, and they thought that this is what God asked me to do, and I did it.
但是。圣经说这些人的献祭神不喜悦，神甚至恨呢。
But the Bible says that those people they make the sacrifice and God was not pleased of them and God even abominated them.
因为他们是恶人。
Because they are evil doers.
那我们看到这个恶人，表面上做遵循神旨意的事情，就像我们刚才耶稣所说到的那三种人，他们也表面做神所。神所要他们做的事情，但他们是恶人或者是假冒伪善的人。
And when we look at the wicked here, and we think about the three group of people Jesus mentioned, and they just did those things of the law on the outside, and Jesus called them wicked.
简单的说，他们做这一切不是出于爱上帝，不是出于爱人。
Simply put, they did all those things not out of love for God and love for men.
因为爱自己。
They love only themselves.
我太爱自己了。
They love themselves too much.
所以我巴不得所有人给我称赞，所有人给我掌声。
So that they hope that they can gain the applause and praise from everyone.
我太爱自己了。
They love them so much.
所以我得到的称赞，得到掌声，我还不够，我还要把别人踩低一点，我更开心一点。
So they are not satisfied with the praise and applause they gain from other people, and they want to step down others to gain more glory.
我太爱自己了，我太重要了。
They love themselves so much, and they think themselves so important.
所以我有资格凭着我做的这些事情，来到上帝面前跟上帝做交易。
So they think that they were qualified to come before God and trade with God.
所以这些人认为自己遵行了神的旨意。
So those group of people, they thought that they have kept done the will of God.
但是圣经告诉我们，神看这些人是完全违背了神的旨意。
But the Bible tells us that God sees them actually breaking the law.
因为他们做这些事情不是出于爱神爱人。
Because they did those things not out of love for God and love for others.
是出于爱自己。
They did those things out of love for themselves.
所以在以赛亚书圣经也特别说到，就是神不喜悦那些犹太人献上的那些供物啊，甚至是厌恶那些人。那些犹太人去守安息日或者守各样的节气。
So in the book of Isaiah, God was not pleased of those sacrifices and the incense and those keeping the festivals of those Israelites.
就是这些犹太人，他们做这些事情，都是摩西让他们做的，是不是？都是神的这个旨意，他们去守日子啊，他们去奉献，他们守各样的节气啊。
Though the Jews were doing all those things that God and the Moses has commanded them to do.
但是神说他厌恶，神说厌恶这些人去做这些事。
But God said he hates, he abominates them doing those things.
因为这些人心里充满了恶。
Because those people were full of evil in their heart.
一边举手向上帝祷告。
And on one hand, they spread out their hands and pray to God.
一边这个手上沾满了这个杀人的血。
But on the other hand, their hands are full of blood.
这就是定罪耶稣的那些人就是这样。
So the group of people who condemned Jesus was like that.
啊，一方面就说，哎呀，我们多么虔诚呐、啊，我们守上帝的律法。
On one hand, they said they are so godly and they have kept all the laws of God.
啊，他们在人前做冗长的祷告。
They made long prayers before men.
但是另外一方面呢，心里一直想要杀死耶稣，杀死耶稣，杀死耶稣。
But on the other hand, in their heart, they have been seeking to kill Jesus.
所以我们今天来思想啊，我们在上一次主日信息当中，我们思想人怎样才能知道神的旨意。
And in the last sermon, we talk about how can we know the will of God.
有没有弟兄姊妹还记得人怎样可以知道神的旨意呢？立志遵行，是不是？
You still remember that last time we talked about we are determined to follow the will of God.
所以呢，我们怎样知道神的旨意？就是我们先要下定决心，我一定要遵行，一定要遵行，无论上帝的旨意多么不像我想的那个样子，我一定要遵行。
So we have to make the determination to follow, to do the will of God, whatever.Even though that sometimes the God's will is not out of my expectation.
那么今天我们来思想，那我们知道神的旨意，那我们到底怎样遵行呢？
And today, let's think about when we know the will of God, how can we do the will of God?
同样的，也不是仅仅看外面的行为，也是看我们为什么遵行，这更重要。
Similarly, it's not by our outside behavior, it's.By our heart,
不是出于爱自己去遵行神的旨意。
Not doing the will of God out of the love of ourselves.
如果是出于爱自己去遵行神的旨意，就会成为我们刚才所列举的那些神所不喜悦的人。
If you do the will of God because you love yourselves, then you will become the group of people that God hated.
为了我自己，啊，我。做一些事情啊，我可以自己能够被人称赞。
And for your benefits, and you did some things to gain the praise from others.
啊，我甚至，可以膨胀，把自己当神一样，或者把自己摆得跟神平等。
And they made even themselves equal with God.
而且，这些真正因为爱自己的原因去遵行神的旨意，往往是只做一些表面和简单的事情。
Those people, they did the will of God out of love for themselves. A lot of times, they just do some superficial things, do some things on the outside, so that other people can see.
真正要付代价的事情就不用做，不愿做了。
And those things that they should pay great price, and they were not willing to do.
如果真正要付代价，那我就吃亏了，吃这个亏太大了呀。
I do not want to do those things because I have to pay that great price.
我做所有的这些事情不都是为自己吗？那我不能让自己吃亏太大呀。
And I do not want to own something, and because I do all those things for my benefits.
所以呢，这是今天一个非常普遍的现象，就是呢，我们很容易去爱一个远在非洲的小孩。
And this is very common thing in present days. It's easy for you to love a boy in Africa.
这个爱很容易啊，我一年给他寄一张卡片，或者一年给他寄一点小礼物过去，我可以做到。
This kind of love is easy to do because you can just send a card or a present to him every year.
然后我们可以告诉自己。看我爱心多大呀！我的爱心都已经到了非洲了。
Then you will tell yourself that see how I'm showing my love, and my love has reached Africa.
但是，圣经说，爱邻舍，我们爱邻舍吗
？But the Bible tells us to love our neighbors. Do we love our neighbors?
圣经对丈夫的教导，爱妻子，甚至愿意为妻子舍命。
And the Bible teaches the husband to love their wife and even die for their wives.
爱妻子容不容易啊？
Is it easy to love a wife?
啊，我刚才那些年轻的弟兄就是很惊讶，怎么会有这样的问题？但爱妻子当然很容易啊。
some young husband among us may wonder why you ask such questions. Of course, it's easy to love our wives.
刚才我看年长的弟兄都不做声了。
But the older brothers didn't make a sound.
爱天天跟你朝夕相处，知道你的软弱，知道你的真相，然后他还非常有个性。
To love someone who lives with you every day and who is very special and he has his temper.
不容易的事情，婚姻是最好的学校。
It's very difficult because marriage is a very good school.
啊，我们今天看到今天这个世界婚姻很脆弱，是不是？人们就是总是离婚呐，离婚呐。
And today marriage is becoming more and more fragile, and people getting more and more people getting divorced.
因为真正爱一个人很难，爱一个朝夕相处的人很难。
Because it's very difficult to love someone who lives with you every day.
爱一个永远见不到面的非洲的小孩不难。
It's not difficult to love a African boy that you will never see face to face.
所以呢，就是。啊，我们遵循神的旨意，但是如果我们是出于自己爱自己，爱就是关注自己，我们去做很多事情，我们会捡容易的做，不付代价的事情去做，或者不付过重的代价的事情去做。
If we want to do the will of God or keep the law of God by for the love of ourselves, and we will choose those easy things to do.
但是真正神让我们做的那些，真正让我们的生命能够翻转，真正让我们爱人如同爱自己，真正去爱上帝，爱到一个什么地步呢？尽心尽意尽力去爱，这些事情我们就不做了。
We will not want to do those things who can transform our lives and who will love others and love God.With all our heart and with our soul and with our mind, and those things we are not willing to do.
因为我做这些，我吃亏太大了。
Because I do not gain a lot of things by doing those things.
那为什么要做这些？
Why do I have to do those things?
如果说我们的动机是出于爱自己，我们做任何的事情，其实都无法满足神的心。
If our motive is love ourselves, then we, whatever things we do, we cannot satisfy the will of God.
怎样遵循神的旨意呢？真正拦住我们真正去遵循神的旨意的，不是别人，不是环境，是我们自己。我们怎么样看自己？
How can we do the will of God? And what actually prevents us from doing the will of God is ourselves. It's not.Other things, the circumstances.
啊，我前段时间我听到有一个牧师讲了他的经历的一件事情。
And recently I heard about a pastor talking about what he just experienced.
就是有一天呢，有一个非常愤怒的一个他们教会的一个会友，一个男人来找这个牧师，哇，气得不得了。
And one day, a very angry and furious husband came for the pastor.
然后这个丈夫，哎呀，他是每天上班呐、啊，辛苦啊，挣钱呐、啊，他觉得自己是非常优秀、非常称职的丈夫了，把这个家里照顾的都不错了，每天工作努力的。
And this husband worked very hard every day and earned money, and he thought himself as a very good and a competent husband.
然后这一天气势汹汹的来找他的牧师，气得不得了。
And one day he came very angrily for his pastor.
然后就对妻子说：“你知道我昨天我下班回家，你知道我看到什么吗
？”And he said to the pastor, "Do you know what I saw when I went from work yesterday?"
我看到桌上的饭菜呀、啊，居然不是热气腾腾的。
And I saw the dishes on my table is not hot.
我太生气了。
And I was so angry.
我的妻子怎么能这样对我呢？
How could she treat me like that?
她一点都不爱我。
She didn't love me at all.
我每天上班，我拿钱回家，我养妻活儿。
And every day I worked hard and I bring money home.
我回到家里，这个饭菜居然不是热气腾腾的。
And when I came home, those dishes are not even hot.
气得不得了，非常的痛苦。
And he was so painful and he was so angry.
后来这个牧师就说，哎呀，这个真的是太让人生气了。
And the pastor agreed with him that, yeah, yes, it is very annoying.
啊，你的老婆真是太过分了。
And
the, 怎么可以这样？
Your wife is going so far, and how could she treat you like this?
让我们一起冲到你家里，把你老婆揪出来，把她暴打一顿。
Let's rush to your home and get your wife out and give her a good beat.
然后这个愤怒的男人，他当然说，哎，你别开玩笑了。我心里是很气愤，我心里是很痛苦，但你也别跟我开这种玩笑。
And the angry man said that, you know, don't joke with me. And I'm not kidding. And I'm so painful. I'm so angry. Do not joke with me.
然后牧师说没有跟你开玩笑。
And the pastor said, I was not joking with you.
你的老婆让你这么痛苦，让你这么痛苦，我们去把那你老婆打一顿呢，没有跟你开玩笑。
And your wife has made you so angry and so painful. Let's go and beat her. There's nothing wrong.
后来这牧师就对这个男人就说，你知道你一直在跟我控诉，你在说什么吗？
And the pastor said to the man, Do you know that you have been complaining about me?
你在控诉你的老婆，你其实一直在对我喊，我的老婆怎么敢不像我爱自己那样来爱我？
And you have been complaining and accusing your wife, and as you're saying that, how could my wife not loving me as I love myself?
她怎么敢？ How dare you? How dare she?
How dare she not loving me as I love myself?
胆子太大了。
It's so bold.
我爱自己是这个程度的。
I love myself to such extent.
你爱我，你怎么敢不也到达同样的高度？
And how dare you not love me to the same extent?
我爱自己是百分百的。
And I love myself 100%.
你怎么敢不爱我到百分之百？
And how dare you not love me to 100%?
后来我在想，哇，我听到这个牧师这样讲，我说我要是这个男人的妻子啊。
And I heard about the story, and I thought, if I was wife of this man,
我宁可不要他去上班挣钱。
I'd rather not accept any money from him.
他上班拿回来家里那个几个钱，在我看来毫无价值。
And the money he brought home actually has no value to me.
如果那几个钱就可以让我的丈夫如此肆无忌惮的。让自己的自私，让自己的骄傲，自以为意，自我中心，能够膨胀到这个地步。
And if the money he brought home could make my husband so selfish, so self-centered, and so self-righteous to such extent,
我宁可不要去上班，不要去挣这些钱。
And I'd rather him not go to work and not earn any money.
今天很多人遵循神的旨意，其实。跟这个愤怒的丈夫有相似的地方。
And a lot of people was doing the will of God. They have some similarities with this husband.
上帝，我为你做这么多。
God, see that I have done so much for you.
我爱我自己是这个程度。
And I love myself to such extent.
上帝，你凭什么不爱我，也到我要的这个程度？你像我自己爱自己。
And God, why don't you love me to such extent as I love myself?
今天很多人事实上啊，他做很多很多事情，他都说我为上帝做的。
And today, a lot of people actually they did a lot of things and claiming that they did it for God.
我去 hiking, 我为上帝去 hiking.
And I went hiking for God.
哎呀，我看见上帝造的，哎呀，我赞美神，感谢神啊，为上帝去 hiking.
Because I saw all the creation, the wonders that God has created, and I did it for God.
啊，我说，哎呀，你就是主日偷懒不想来教会了。
And I would just say to them, you just.
哦，没有说出来，心里啊。
I said in my heart that you're just lazy, you don't want to come to church.
求神给我勇气啊。
May God give me courage.
那我读书为上帝去读书。
Some people say that they study for God.
啊，我读名校，让我拿奖学金，上帝，我荣耀了你的名哎。
And they go to the famous colleges and they have the scholarship and they said, "See God, that I glorified your name."
上帝不需要你的奖学金去荣耀上帝的名。
God actually doesn't need your scholarship to glorify Him.
上帝要你舍己背十字架，走十字架的路去荣耀上帝的名。
God needs you to deny yourself and walk on the path of the cross to glorify Him.
那更不要提那我，哎呀，你看上帝，我每个主日来教会啊，上帝，我今天读圣经了，哎，上帝，我今天祷告了。
I not even mention that God, I have come to church every Sunday and.Today I've read some Bible and I even prayed.
上帝，你看我为你做这么多事情。
See, God, I have done so much for you.
你怎么不爱我？
And why don't you love me?
如果遭遇一些事情不像他想的那样，上帝，你怎么不爱我？
And if something happened to him out of his expectation, he will ask God, why don't you love me?
就像那个愤怒的丈夫。桌上的饭菜不是他想的那么热气腾腾的，哇，他非常的生气。你看，他说：“你看，我为你做这么多事情，但是你为什么不爱我，像我爱自己一样？”
And just like this angry husband, and when he saw that the dishes on the table is not as hot as he expected, and he got angry and he asked his wife, "How dare you not love me as I love myself?"
所以，无论这个愤怒的丈夫，好像。多么辛苦工作，多么赚多少钱回来，其实他这一切在这个，在他妻子心中没有价值。如果他的自私、自我中心到这个地步的话，那这些他做那些没有价值。
So no matter how hard his husband works and no matter how much money he brought home and he has been so selfish, so self-centered and what he have been doing has no value.
所以今天我们千万不要成为那个愤怒的基督徒。
So let's not be becoming this kind of angry Christians.
让我们去遵行神的旨意，真的是出于爱神爱人。
Let's do the will of God, truly out of love for God and love for man.
如果我们真的是出于爱神爱人的心，我们哪怕递出去一杯凉水，这么小的事情，上帝都纪念。
If we do those things out of love for God and love for others, even we just give others a cup of cold water, and that is loving God.
当然了，如果我们真的是爱上帝、爱人，去遵循神的旨意，你也不会，你也绝对不会满足于我就递出去一杯凉水就够了。
And if you truly do the will of God out of love for God and love for others, and you will not be satisfied by just giving a cup of cold water to others.
所以耶稣说，凡要跟从他呢，第一件事先舍己，忘掉自己，再跟从。
So Jesus said, the first thing that you should follow me is to deny yourself. You should deny yourself and then follow me.
然后耶稣说，若是爱他，那就遵行他的命令。
And Jesus said, if you love him, then you should keep his commandments.
耶稣的命令是什么呢？
And what is Jesus' commandment?
我们一提到耶稣给我们的命令，我们第一个想到是什么？
What is the first commandment of by mentioning the Jesus' commandments? What do you think?
啊，爱神爱人，好。
So love God and love your neighbor.
没有人想到大使命吗？
No one thinks about the Great Commandments.
A Great Commission.
A Great Commission.
大使命。我相信很多弟兄姊妹哈，都会想到上帝给我们的命令。但是刚才弟兄姊妹分享的很好。今天很多的时候呢，我们一想到上帝给我的命令，我们只想到大使命。
And today, a lot of times when we think about the commandments of God, we only think about the Great Commission.
我只要给人家传福音了。
As long as I share gospel with others.
无论我是一个多么贪婪的人，无论我自己是一个多么骄傲的人，无论我是多么一个自我为中心的人，都 OK， 因为我给别人传福音了。
And it's okay if I'm a very greedy person and an arrogant person, because all those things are okay because I shared gospel with others.
有没有这样的人呢、啊、
？Is there people like this?
是啊，有些人说，那我遵循上帝的命令，上帝的命令就一条啊，大使命啊，我做到这一条，其他的，我只要跟人家传福音就行了呀。
And when they think about doing the will of God, they think of God's commandment only the one that is the Great Commission. So they think that only as if I share gospel with others, it's okay.
事实上我们看耶稣讲的话，耶稣颁布很多很多命令。
But actually, we can see that Jesus gave us a lot of commandments.
马太福音四章，耶稣让我们认罪悔改，悔改天国近了。
Matthew chapter 4, Jesus asked us to repent and confess.
六章让我们不要贪爱金钱，不要侍奉金钱。
Chapter 6 tells us not love of money, not serve money.
让我们接下来让我们柔和谦卑，舍己。
And then asks us to be meek and humble and to deny ourselves.
接下来说不要争为大，要争着去做仆人，不要去争着去为首为大。
And then he asks us not to seek to be the first or the greatest, and to be the servant of others.
一步一步，一步一步，越来越触及到我们灵魂深处。
Step by step, and it came to the bottom of our heart.
然后告诉我们，尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Then he told us to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind.
诫命中的第一，且是最大的。
And this is the first and great commandment.
然后接下来就是要爱人如己。
And the second is you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
啊，接下来是大使命。
And then is the great commission.
也就是说，我们怎样才能遵行大使命呢？你把前面的话，耶稣讲的话，你都记住。
That is to say, how can we fulfill the Great Commission? That is, you have to remember the words that Jesus said before.
你真的活出一个耶稣门徒的样子，你去教导人，你去传福音，你去让别人也成为耶稣的门徒。
You should first live out the image of the disciple of Jesus, then you can share gospel and preach gospel and let others to live the same image.
那么是不是那我们就说那我一定要啊生活上完全就是这个圣洁荣耀我才有资格去传福音呢绝对不是这样。
Do you mean that you have to live out a perfect and holy life, then we can go out and preach gospel?
绝对不是这样你任何时候你都可以出去传福音跟人分享耶稣。
Of course not, and any time you can go out and preach and share the gospel.
但是你任何时候你要提醒自己，我有没有活出一个耶稣门徒的一个样子呢？
But any time you have to remind yourself whether you have lived out the image of the disciple of Jesus should live.
你不是说仅仅告诉自己，啊，我给人家传福音，我让人家信耶稣，然后我自己的生命不改变。
And you cannot just share gospel and preach gospel to others, and your life is not transformed.
耶稣说那些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人，说他们有祸了。
Jesus said the woe to those teachers of the law and the Pharisees.
他们做什么事情有祸呢？因为他们走遍洋海陆地，勾引一个人入教。
What did they do? They traveled over land and sea to win a single convert.
这些文士和法利赛人，他们非常努力，走遍洋海陆地，他们付出很多，他们要让别人去信以色列的上帝，对不对
？And the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they have done a lot. They have traveled land to sea, to ask people to believe in God.
以色列的上帝，亚伯拉罕。以撒、雅各的上帝，独一的真神呐、啊！来，我告诉你们，我付出最大的努力，告诉你们，来来来，信独一的真神上帝。
The God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I have paid so much price to let you to believe in the one and living God of Israel.
他们让人信独一真神上帝，
They ask people to believe in the one living God.
这有错吗？
Is there something wrong?
但是耶稣说他们是什么呢？是勾引入教。
But Jesus here that said they have tried to win someone for to convert.
也就是让这些人最后像他们一样。
They just want those people to become like them.
他们外表有那种努力的，就是拉人信上帝的这种行为，外表上是有，努力的拉人信上帝。
And on the outside, they have this behavior to put a lot of efforts to ask other people to believe in God.
但是内心他们爱不爱上帝呢？不爱。
In their heart, do they love God? No.
内心他们爱不爱这些人呢？他也不爱。
Do they love those people? No.
就像耶稣说的，这些假冒为善的人，为了自己，为了自己的荣耀，为了抬高自己，为了抬高升高自己跟神平等，为了这些，为他自己，因为爱自己去做这些事情。
Just like Jesus mentioned, those hypocrites, they did all those things to for their own glory, and because they want to exalt themselves, they did all those things out of love for themselves.
不是出于爱神爱人的心。
And not out of a heart of loving God and love their neighbors.
所以这些人让那些人信以色列的上帝，没有让那些人上天堂，反而让那些人成为地狱之子。
So the teachers of the law and the Pharisees asked those people to believe in God and not giving them opportunity to go to heaven, but lead them to hell.
成为跟他们一样的人，耶稣说这些人是魔鬼之子，我就是法利赛人，这些人是魔鬼，成为跟他们一样的人。
Become like them, and Jesus said they are the child of hell.
所以我们来思想，耶稣也让他的门徒出去传福音。
And let's think about it. Jesus also asks his disciples to go to share the gospels, to preach the gospels.
但是我们今天给人传福音，我们是要让人成为天国之子，对不对？
And today when we share the gospel to others, we want to let them to become the son of heaven.
所以我们就不要重蹈这个文士和法利赛人他们的错误，他们也做很多，也付出很多努力，但是却是害人，不是救人。
So let's not repeat the mistakes of those scribes and Pharisees, and they preached the gospel to others, not helping people, not saving people, but harming people.
啊，所以我们今天来思想怎样顺服神的旨意呢？我们最重要思想为什么？我们到底为什么？
And today, when we think about how can we do the will of God, and we think about why do we want to do the will of God?
真正是因为爱神，真正是因为爱人。
And it should be truly out of our love for God and love for our neighbors.
真正是因为我要行事为人，与我蒙召的恩典得到恩典要相称，所以我要听神的话，我要遵循神的旨意。
For the reason that our behaviors should be worthy of the calling we have received, and we will do the will of God.
然后遵循神的旨意的前提，我先舍己，我先舍己。
The prerequisite of doing the will of God is to deny ourselves.
然后原则是什么呢？做这件事，做那件事，一个总的原则，爱神，爱人。
And the principle is loving God and love our neighbors.
态度就是甘愿。
And the attitude should be willingly.
啊，你甘愿做这些事情，你就心里不会觉得哎呀有委屈啊，或者是心里就是各种苦毒埋怨出来。
And if you are willing to do those things, then you will not have those complaints and sorrow from your heart.
然后你更不会仅仅看到，哎呀，你看我做了这么多，别人什么都不做，你不会成为这样的人，因为你甘愿做这些。
And you'll not become such people like that. You say to others, "See, I have done a lot of things, and others do not do those things." And You will not say such words because you are willing to do all those things.
其实事实上，很多人做很多事情，他是隐藏，他们不让别人知道的。
Actually, a lot of people they do a lot of things, not letting others to know.
主耶稣是这样的。
Jesus was like this.
在以赛亚书42章1到4节。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 42, 1 to 4.
这里上帝说，看哪，我的仆人，我所扶持所拣选，心里所喜悦。
Here God says, Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
不喧嚷，不扬声。
And he will not cry out and do not raise his voice.
不灰心，不丧胆。
And he will not fail or nor be discouraged.
所以我们来看这几节经文，我们在想那些自己认为自己遵行神旨意的文士和法利赛人，就是一个鲜明的对比，是不是？
So when we look at those, read these several verses, and let's look back to those people who thought that they were doing the will of God, this is a big contrast.
最后请大家起立，我们一起来读一处圣经的经文。
Finally, let's all stand up and read scripture.
我们一起来读弥迦书的六章八节。
Let's read together the book of Micah 6:8.
弥迦书六章八节起。
世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神。
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
求你的圣灵光照我们，带领我们。
May your Spirit light on us and lead us.
愿圣灵借着神的道，让我们能够得到重生。
May your Holy Spirit give us new birth through your word.
让我们在地上可以行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
So that on this earth we can do justly and to love mercy and to work humbly with my God.
这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.